I'm done discussing sports. It's bothering me!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, for the sake of the discussion, if you want me to say, okay, they shouldn't broadcast the Little League World Series either, just to keep it an easier thing to discuss, I can do that.
No, it's just... Evan called you out on it during the break. You're changing the goalpost.
No,
a little.
I'm not.
Now it's about their psyche, but you did start with quality.
Well, that's because that was the first thing I listed, but maybe you didn't hear the last two or three.
No, I did.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, I just don't. We're just talking about the Little League. Well, we're not talking about the Little League World Series. We're talking about the Little League Regionals that are being broadcast on ESPN, 11 and 12 year olds. And I just don't think 11 and 12 year olds should be on TV playing baseball. Here's the other thing I was thinking about. Remember Adam Morrison?
Yeah.
What do you remember about Adam Morrison?
He cried.
That's right. He
Champion.
Cried.
Yep.
He cried. Like, think about that. So Adam Morrison was a college kid and they lost, I think, right here in Oakland. And the camera shows Adam Morrison, a grown man or a 22-year-old, 21-year-old, crying. And that was, what, 20 years ago? And to this day, we still mock Adam Morrison for crying after a loss. And all I'm saying is I don't think it's good to show an 11-year-old crying after a loss. I mean, if we laugh at Adam Morrison, I don't know. I just...
So that's how you remember Adam Morrison.
Well, and Goo, that's the first thing
you
said.
No, you can't speak for me. Well, you asked how I remembered him.
Exactly.
I didn't say he's a bum or...
No, but you said he cried.
He's not human. I mean, Steiny, life is going life regardless.
Well, not if it's on national TV, Goo.
No,
that's
Steiny,
all I'm
you
saying.
You got to go through experiences, though. You win some, you lose some. You get knocked down, you get back up. Right. I'm just like, and we're different. I watch Little League, and being a parent like you that had kids participate in that, I think it's awesome. Where community gets behind some of these teams that go to this stage and get their butts whooped, I think the experience supersedes the result. And I never once said, oh, that right fielder should have got to that ball. You know, that's something I keep to myself, but, you know, I'm just Mark Willard. Willard texted, Goo, keep fighting a good fight. You're totally right on this one. That's just him, but,
yeah,
man. To say, why
right.
do you think they put it on TV?
If you
want to
do that at 510 on the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line, Goo, you don't get it. These kids are being humiliated on national television
okay, so
for everyone to see.
Gotcha.
So, I mean,
why do you think they air it then, Steiny?
Because it's probably ratings, I got to believe, right? Also, there's nothing else on right now. I'm just saying, I don't. Like
you would like really? Less of it.
No, you didn't enjoy watching a team of 11-year-olds get their ass kicked on television yesterday.
And, like, had it been 5-4, would you feel different?
No, I just don't. Like,
yeah, like if a kid gave up a walk-off home run
and cried
mm-hmm. so it would be better because the game was closer?
Like, no, I'm really asking you that.
No, I don't want to see any of it. Like, I don't think it's fair to a kid that everybody gets to see when he gets... Mm. When he gets pulled out of a game and is despondent. And I'm just saying, like, when I played Little League and struck out, or when I got used like a bar of soap by Tony Jenkins when I was in ninth grade, it's like I didn't get to school on Monday and everyone saw every play of the game. And I just know that,
yeah.
Some kids are probably going to take some heat for that.
Nick in Oakland, the Guru, you don't get it. These kids are being humiliated on national television for everyone to see them. Think of how they'll be teased for crying or looking small. Nick in Oakland. And you're talking to a guy, Steiny, eighth grade. I was in the eighth grade, St. Anne's. We lost the championship. And I cried.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happened before I stepped foot? Evan, true story. Before the bell rung at 8:10 at Alvarado Middle, dudes were laughing at me because I cried because we lost. But I didn't die. I learned from it.
Imagine if there were more than five people who saw you strike out.
You think I'd be ruined?
Well, I'm not going. Yeah. I just don't think, I don't think you would have been ruined, but I don't think it's helpful. Maybe it.
I don't think the other eyes that these kids don't know from different locales impact them more than you guys are letting on. Like, everybody sees it, but nobody is going to follow, you know, young Evan Giddings in Reading, PA once it's over.
Like, you don't think?
Locally, but...
Well, that's the other thing. I mean,
everybody's around them and parades and fundraisers. Dude, and to this day, Stani, American League National, my boy Dominic was on a team that went to the Little League World Series. I can't even remember if they won or lost. It was just, wow, you guys qualified and got that experience.
And that, again, though, there will be positive experiences. I'm not saying there won't be. I'm just saying shouldn't be asking these kids to live through this in front of complete strangers and in front of a national audience.
But we were discussing earlier the team from Petaluma from way back who made the Little League World Series. I feel like that's an awesome opportunity for the community to rally around these kids. You're not speaking about them with remembrance of a kid crying on television. You're talking about them as a team that made the Little League World Series and succeeded. So in the moment, perhaps you're seeing a kid cry, feel humiliated, but in 5 or 10 years, man, when this kid is an adult, they're going to look back on that as a really special experience that was captured on television.
And have reunions.
Yeah, like Petaluma will. They won it, right?
See, the fact that you don't even, I don't know, but the fact that they were there in the first place
is what we're talking
is
about.
What we're discussing.
The experience.
Right, and okay, right. And for every great experience, I could probably show you a highlight of a kid who had a miserable experience because of the pressure that he didn't come through or he or she didn't come through.
And we all agree that's with or without cameras. But, like, that's happening.
But you don't think the cameras exacerbates it? You don't think that adds to the pressure? You don't think that adds to the likelihood that more people are getting, and, you know, the idea that now all of a sudden, I feel like people are saying, no, Steiny, the internet's really nice. Like, the internet's really nice. They'll pick these kids up.
I guess that's the part where I'm...
Because I don't think that's the case at all.
Yeah.
But you act like there's some bully in his basement that's cutting clips of every single kid
like
from his middle
center,
school.
Steiny of the kids, little Matt Steinmetz made 6 errors. Like,
you don't think that happens?
I don't.
You don't think there's... You don't, okay, well then.
No, I get crying and being down, and that's naturally going to happen, TV or not. But, Stani, I believe if you polled 100 Little Leaguers to give them the option to play on TV, forget how good.
Well, I know they would, of course.
And that's the beauty of it.
Well, they're not old enough to make that decision. Like, I get it, they would want to, but I don't think it's necessarily the best thing or the healthiest thing. Let's go to Father Time in Napa. We can move off it. Hey, what's going on, Father Time? How you doing?
Oh, maybe I'll close the book on this. I spent a little time back in the day umpiring and refereeing youth sports. And if you think there isn't crying every single game, you know, I understand, Sonny, it's not on television. Well, every one of these kids wants to be on television. And you're telling me, well, they don't have maturity to make that proper decision. That may be true. The bigger picture is, yeah, in a global world, kids aren't on TV at all. We don't do any reality TV. We don't do anything with TV. My wife's an educator. No kids on TV. Got it. But they want to be on TV, and there's no stopping it. And then, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ooh, no, go ahead. It's all you.
Yeah. So the thing I would say is, it got kind of mentioned briefly, the notion that regionals are not okay, and yet the World Series is okay, is completely unfounded. You know, the kids are not growing up and handling success or failure in the proper way within the next 2 weeks. It's just not happening. Mm. This is the lifetime opportunity for these kids. Yes, there will be bumps. Yes, there'll probably be some horrible stuff said. But you know who the coolest kids are on campus? These kids.
Yeah.
They're not gonna experience things the way you think. They're gonna be heroes when they come home.
Yeah.
For better or worse. For better or worse. Anyway,
that's a great
love
point.
The show. Peace
yeah.
Guys.
Great call.
Yeah, I'm sure some people will do that, but, you know, what if the idea that, I don't know, I just don't think it's healthy, putting too much pressure on an 11-year-old. The other thing is, I also think, like, the good players at 11 or 12 years old, a lot of them just grew faster than somebody else.
No doubt.
Like, so we're given these some of these kids so much attention. And the reality is that they really don't deserve it.
Well, we can't ignore our hate because they picked it up faster than others, or they went through puberty.
Well, they grew fast.
But Stoddy, the point is, you know, however they got there, they're at the top tier. So we can't hate
that
on
Oregon
them.
Team is not top tier. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But from their hood, they are.
Well, and that right. And you know
that,
what?
That's
and you
what know the guy what? Was talking about.
You know, there's probably a team playing pickup basketball 2 hours outside of Des Moines, Iowa, and they're probably not as good as a team from New York. That's all. Some people are agreeing with me.
Yeah.
So I got that going for me.
Very minimal, Stoney. But yeah, you feel how you feel.
No, I mean.
So you're not watching any more Little League World Series. We can take it.
No, I can watch it.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No, you cannot.
Come on, man. It's okay. It's not for you.
No, you'll watch the Little League World Series, just not the regionals.
Remember the old manager, Lloyd McClendon, that took first base? He was a Pirate manager, and he was arguing, took first. Mm-hmm. He went 5-for-5 in the Little League World Series, Williamsport, mm-hmm. with 5 home runs. Now, that's obviously who wouldn't want to, like, he's going to remember that forever, and I got to believe if there were 5 strikeouts in Williamsport, that kid's going to remember, like...
And what do the kids who threw him those remember?
Like,
seriously, I'm just asking. They had to get, dinged on national TV.
Than never to have loved it all, man. That's all I'm telling you.
No one remembers the kids that gave up the home runs. They remember the Cody Bellingers, the Todd Frazier's.
Right.
There the Freddie
are no
Freemans.
Goats, Steiny. There are no goats. Okay. And like that guy, the caller, he just hit it out the park with, when they get back home, they're heroes. Just like Mark Madsen was on the Lakers when they were at the parade.
That's what
they were champs.
You know, and that's right. But what about the ones who aren't champs? That's all I'm saying.
I guess they're champs from their
that's life, though. You don't win every day.
My point is, again, we're talking about 11-year-olds. We're talking about 11-year-olds on national television. I think that's a little too much pressure for them.
I love it.
That's all I'm saying. And I just don't think it's overall healthy. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Oh, I got to do the lead.
All right.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. So if you care so much and you had a child that was 11 years old, played on a really good travel team, that child qualified for the regionals, you wouldn't let that child play because they would be exposed on national television.
No, it's not about...
And I asked him that last segment.
It's not about forbidding them to play. It's about, I don't think... the idea or the process of having kids like that play on national TV, that's what I don't like. Like, with all due respect to them, who are they? They're 11-year-olds.
And that's
like
the beauty of it,
okay?
Stoney.
And that's what I think is the opposite of the beauty. I think it's kind of like the downside. We're putting too much pressure on these 11-year-old kids, and some of them aren't ready to handle it. And I think we're also setting up some false expectations for the people or the kids who succeed. The kids who don't succeed have to take that with them. They're just not into it. Can we just not into it? That's all.
But you are. Like, that's, I guess, what's bothering me is that you are into the Little League World Series. You just aren't into the preceding rounds. That's what's frustrating me.
I actually don't watch the World Series either. Like the Little League World Series. I don't really watch that either, though. I mean...
But you don't have to know that it's a big deal and something these kids are going to remember, win or lose...
Some of them.
...the rest of their life.
Yeah, right. And usually that memory was a private memory that they could share with their teammates, their coaches, their families, and now...
Let me ask
you. They
got
to live it in front of strangers.
And you can say Agu is not relevant, but I just told you my 8th grade story. Yeah, it wasn't televised. We lost. But didn't that sound like a fond memory coming for me? That we went to the championship and lost?
I'm sure a lot of kids have had positive experiences with it, but I'm talking about the kids that may not.
Mm.
And look, 408, Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line, or 925, life comes with pressure and life comes with losing and disappointment.
There it is.
This is good for development. You need to go through failure in your life. I agree with all that. I just don't want it to be on national TV, that's all, when you're 11. At 408, I'm with Steiny. Yes, he's pedantic and thinks too highly of himself, but this is one of the most reasonable things he said.
Well, it looks like it's growing. They're not taking away, you know, now that the regionals are being televised.
Oh, yeah, it's going to keep going, I'm sure.
You know?
It's going to keep going. I can't wait till we have the professional baby races, you know, how they have at timeouts. Maybe we should...
They're not fast enough.
We can monetize that.
Yeah, we can't watch the regionals, but we can watch the World Series of the baby races.
Yeah, something like that. It's
because there's a quality to it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I told you, you can put Little League World Series under this umbrella too.
It's here to stay, partner.
Oh, I know, and it's one of the reasons that life's harder for kids now than it used to be. Like, I do believe that. Growing up as a 10, 12-year-old, harder. It's
harder. Little League with social media is the reason, but the Little League World Series is the last on the list of why. Like, person you just read from the 408, mm-hmm. I believe, is real. There is more pressure on kids these days. That's just a given. And the Little League World Series is the last component to me, Stani, of being, these kids' problems. I just think you're missing out on, like, Evan brought up Petaluma. What about the reunions those kids are probably could have, 10, 15, 20? Like, that's something that they'll bond over forever.
Which they would have done anyway. Which they do anyway without having games on national TV.
But going and experiencing that is the reason that you would have those reunions, to me.
Well, if a team's won the Little League World Series and the game's not on television, of course they're going to have, they're going to reunite every year. I get that. What I'm saying is that you can do that without having the games on TV. Like, if Puerto Rico won it in 1988,
yeah, right,
I'm sure they still get together, but their games weren't on TV and everybody didn't see them. Steinmetz. Yeah, I don't know about the WWE, the NFL Red Zone, and the NFL Network. ESPN's taking over those three things?
Yeah, man.
What does that mean?
I came in today, I asked you and Evan, is NFL Network, is Rich, our guy Chris Rose, or him and Maurice Jones-Drew, is that show over, or is it going to go on as it is, and the ownership and the money is just going to a different wallet?
I don't know. Like,
and do you like it?
No. But I can only tell you why I don't like it, and that's because the perception I have right now of ESPN.
Well, what about, here I go, just to that. We can get to that. I don't know if I like the NBA going back to NBC this reshuffling and everybody's going. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't
either. ESPN now has Barkley and what TNT built. I don't like that change.
I don't either. Like, there's no way that Barkley and Shaq and Kenny Smith are going to be as good.
Ernie.
Ernie,
he won't even be there.
On ESPN. Or
Willie. I think they're going to simulcast. But I don't like it, man. Leave my stuff alone, Steiny. But it's greed, right?
Yep, just like Little League baseball. A lot of greed.
But you will admit, because, dude, Steiny, I didn't seen some stuff happen. I hadn't been a part of it just among parents. Could you imagine somebody overhearing, with man or woman, hearing you just your take on the thing as their kids were prepping to play? Oh, my God, Steiny.
What about them?
They would try to cuss you out. They'd get upset.
I got to tell you, and I know you can, a lot of people are agreeing with me.
I'm not saying they're not.
Because the reality of the situation is, to some people, it is unseemly that we televise 11-year-olds playing baseball. Like,
but the technology now is more easier to do it than it's ever been, too. Admit that, Steiny.
Doesn't make it right to me.
So are we taking advantage of the kids? No, they love it.
Well, I wouldn't say the umbrella statement that they all love it until we know how they did and their reaction to winning and losing.
Why do we like the Olympics so much?
I don't know.
And the Junior Olympics, Donnie, because we get to see.
What are the Junior Olympics?
You know,
I don't even know what they are.
Paralympics? No, the ones that are like in their teens that are not fully, you know, they, you know who's doing what where before you're old enough to qualify for the Olympics. Like they that exists. I'm just sitting back the Olympics, appreciating.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, little Bobby throwing the ball, striking out seven, and it's not about contracts. It's little league. The essence of that being right. Televised.
And I'd never compare the Olympics, where we have athletes, you know, who are at the top of their game
and a lot older. Junior. Yeah,
that.
Yeah, we agree to disagree. Netta Harrison saying the ones that I'm saying that would argue with you. I mean, you see it at AAU all day, every day. Those are the loser parents. But yeah, you feel how you feel.
Well, like Coco Gauff made the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open when she was 14 years old, qualifies as a child. She's on national television, and she eventually lost and was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't ruin her, though, Stoney.
Should she not right. be allowed to be on television?
No, if you're going to use, again, like the one of the most elite athletes in history, I'm talking about little leagues, not just one person. Like, she obviously has excelled. She obviously qualified for the U.S. Open, so she got to play in the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about just the overarching idea of televising little league baseball 11-year-olds.
Could have broken her, though.
I wonder.
And now she's a multi-time major champion.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, what does that have to do with the chubby kid who came off the mound in tears yesterday? Like, who wasn't at her level?
Well, Stoney, who are you to say that that's going to ruin?
I'm not saying it's going to ruin him. Like, I'm saying it's not healthy.
He'll look back and cherish that moment forever.
Do you really think?
Even if it wasn't victorious.
You think he's going to cherish a moment where he got pulled out of a game, his chin was dragging, and he was crying? Like, that's, like, I get it. That is a learning lesson, maybe. But I just don't think the kid should have to go through that in front of
the world.
Yes, that's all. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont, but would we pick a subject to get off this.
That one about the bold moves for the team before we have Matt Barrels at 12.
Okay. And by the way, real quick, no malice. There's no malice.
Uh-oh.
Here. Mm-mm.
Oh, just saying something else.
Kids are a little young to spotlight. What's coming up next in The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Coming up today at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Las Vegas Aces. You can hear The Game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch The Game on KPIX. Pregame starts at 6:30. This is brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Sports, man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Evan, you know what time that Mid-Atlantic Regional starts between Middletown and Germantown today?
I don't.
Yeah.
Our guy Abanez texted.
Trying to get the times of these regional games so I can keep up on it.
Steiny, he did text in Abanez. He says it's an interesting topic. So you do have some people backing you up. And I'm just telling you as a parent, and you said it, if we can believe you, take your word. If your kids were participating, you would not prevent them from going.
No, but all things being equal, I'd rather the game not be on television if
we're
talking about
awesome,
my 11-year-old. Let's go. No, wait till Evan gets off the phone there.
We got Barrels at 12.
Yeah, Matt Barrows of The Athletic coming up at 12, and we will talk about 49ers training camp.
And you guys will be at the Laughing Monk tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Looking forward to it. See Toyota Tundra on the YouTube chat saying, Steiny can't wait to watch kids fail. No, I don't like watching kids fail.
It's not about watching. It's
no, well, it's on TV.
Some of the kids that don't have success may not look at it as failure. It's the part of participating. And again, Stoney, I keep saying the experience word. That's what I love about it.
But
you know, the kids have getting the community behind them, getting to watch and represent. It's not, you stunk.
By the way, I was watching, like I said, I was watching Washington against Oregon, and it was in San Bernardino where it was really hot.
Okay.
And I didn't see a lot of bonding of the community. I saw about 7 people.
Well, the community's at home. You know what I mean? A lot couldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on now.
Gotcha. Let's go to Duck Sauce.
Our guy.
Duck Sauce is on the phone. What's up, Duck?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Just a couple takes on the topic. I did think it was an interesting topic. Yeah, I didn't catch the very beginning of the segment, but have you guys brought up the Menlo Park team that's currently in the West Regional, I believe?
No.
Okay. So 2 nights ago, the Channel 2 News did a segment on them, and they lost the game to, I believe, Hawaii. But, you know, it was a packed crowd inside a local pizza parlor in Menlo Park.
Wow.
And like you should hear the way these kids talked about their peers. I mean, they were interviewing one kid. He's like, "Yeah, I got a friend on the team who's a pitcher, and I also got another friend who's a catcher. It's just so cool to watch him play on TV." They interviewed another kid. He was like, "I know all these kids. They're so good. They practice 24/7. I mean, like, they were idolizing these kids, you know. And what else I wanted to say is, like, I know he was a little older when it happened, but Stoney bringing up Adam Morrison crying on national TV, like, to me, I look at it totally opposite. Like, yeah, it may be painful in the moment, but do you know how many athletes in this world, no matter what the age, would give anything for an organic moment where the world could see them cry over something they cared about that much, particularly the sport they love? So I think you being captured crying on TV, yeah, in the moment it might not be the greatest, but that ages incredibly well for that person. Mm. So, you know, that's all I got.
No, I love it, man.
Love you guys both.
Hey, that's and I didn't even know about the Menlo Park team. That is sunny. And then they're interviewing not the adults or the parents, I'm sure they did, but the kids. Yeah, my friend Goo and Stoney are in the game. That's what it's about. And then you come home.
What about the kids from their rival school?
Which would still be part of the community. I think you come together at that point.
Oh, I think if Menlo Park is in the league.
The internet's got you, Stoney.
If Menlo Park advanced to the, you know, advanced, and let's say they're in a league with 10 teams, I got to believe the 9 other teams are rooting against Menlo.
Now, see, Stoney,
Well, it's funny you say that, because in the article, there's a kid from the Alpine League that is on another team.
Yeah.
He said it was really fun.
That's all of them.
Watching them play. They're really good.
That's the America I know, Stoney.
This kid's still, he's 11, and he likes watching people he competes against and with on television.
I don't doubt that at all.
I'm sure, Stoney, going up in against other kids in different leagues or high schools in your neighborhood, then when it was all said and done, you respected, and you probably were friends.
Well, I never watched them on TV, so I don't know what they did after the rest of the tournament.
But that's not the point, is you respect the competition, because when you know it's all said and done, you're from the same spot. That's what I guess I'm saying.
Yeah,
how are you and your boy, I know it's different eras, the coach of the Timberwolves, how are you guys got your home base in common as to why you guys are friends?
Yeah,
Finch.
Yeah, but I'm talking mostly about the games on TV.
I feel like you're putting Facebook or IG in every 11-year-old's hands, and then they're going ham on the kids or the kids that didn't have success, and omitting or forgetting that a big part of this is just being along for the ride, to qualify, to travel. That's what it's about to me. So when I sat down and watched the Little League World Series, like I have, Stoney, I never looked at it like, this is the play is subpar.
Well, the play is subpar, and I don't like the idea of putting 11-year-olds on TV playing baseball. Paolo in San Jose. What's up, Paolo? How you doing?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to talk about the degree to which these kids are essentially performers, and they're unpaid performers. You wouldn't put a child actor on TV and expect them just to be happy to be seen by the public and evaluated. These kids ought to get paid.
I'm not. Hey. I'm not mad at that. Well, okay.
I am. Not mad.
Yeah. But
now you're going to pay them? Now you're going to pay them for being subpar?
Well, they're being exploited.
Maybe.
Well, it's entertainment and it's competition. And Stan, I got to say this because you called me out left and right. I don't know what's in your heart, your blood, but I'm just telling you, if you could just for Evan, the listeners and my sake, could you break down percentage-wise, is it the play or the psyche of the kid that doesn't, the kids that don't win?
It's a lot of things. It's the whole, like, broadcasting an 11-year-old baseball game, to me, it's like, it's not a priority. Like, I think they're too young. I think they're too young to be getting that kind of attention. I don't think they're, in general, mature enough to handle the highs and lows of being on that stage at that age. I don't like that some of these kids, some of them, have to walk off the mound or walk off the field kind of in shame or despondent, let's say. I shouldn't be able to see that. I don't know. I'm living in California, yeah, and I'm seeing a kid from Oregon just despondent, and I'm like, man, poor kid.
And you feel like he was not going to go through that, even if it was not on TV.
I keep
going back to Evan's points, yeah. Donnie. That's the
I feel like, yes, because it's on TV, it has a much bigger magnitude than it should have.
Do you have an issue with spelling bees? I think those kids might be younger than 11.
Dude, and we love them, right?
Well, not really. Like, I don't know if maybe this isn't coming through. Like,
no, it is. I'm just trying to figure out where you draw the line.
Well, I guess where I draw the line, I don't want to watch 11-year-olds in the heat of significant competition. Like, that should be theirs. You know what I mean? That should be theirs, not mine.
But you understand this is like dessert to the kids.
To some of them.
You know, having the ability to be on television.
I also believe, especially when it comes to the spelling bee, there is a lot of pressure on those kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. Exactly. And so call me soft, but I don't want to see Alice from Savannah, Georgia, break down in tears because she couldn't spell anti-disestablishmentarianism.
You know, Uncle Looney has a point, Stani, to you. These kids are heroes in their community. Stani, you're acting like these kids are going to get booed when they get home.
Well, I would take exception to that everybody thinks they're heroes. Some are going to think they're heroes. Others are probably going to get a laugh at the expense of the losers. Man, we can't get off this. Let's go to Joe in San Jose. I'm ready to get off it.
I bet.
I got to tell you, yeah. I think a lot of people are agreeing with me. They just don't want to call in.
Go ahead. What's
Seriously.
Up, Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? I got two points. I think one, I watch it because I like to see maybe in 5-10 years one of these little kids is on MLB on Sunday Night Baseball. And two, I think the TVs make them play harder. Because I've been to Little League games, and let me tell you, I have to bring my pillow sometimes. But the TV, I think it enhances them, and it makes them push themselves harder to win. That's all I got, my friend.
I love it.
Appreciate it. Well,
yeah, we hadn't talked about that part of it, you know.
Yeah,
the natural juice of it.
I view that as a negative. So you're going to play hard when the cameras are on.
No, it's an experience that you know is not something that you're going to always get, so it's new. And Stani, the bright lights, come on, man. These guys get to live out their fantasies after watching Bryce Harper or Devers or Judge or Ohtani. Now they get to, their at-bats are on, they'll have that forever, however they go. I got to believe that is something they'll cherish.
Maybe. I'm wondering if the Oregon starting pitcher cherished yesterday having to walk off the mound like that. What do you want me to do?
We don't run from it. Will you start talking about it?
Bobby in Los Altos.
Bobby.
What's up, Bobby?
Hey, guys. I was, listening in to this captivating conversation. And then, Steinmetz, you just said something that it might be your finest moment in terms of my eyes. I was thinking about the Scripps spelling bee as well. They're little kids. And from my understanding, once they get to the finals and then it becomes televised, the kids go crazy and they're super excited. So you may not like the fact that in your mind, these kids shouldn't have these very intimate moments televised. No one can disagree with that. I don't know if it's fair for you to say that the kids don't benefit or they don't appreciate what's going on even if they fail. But that being said, the reason I'm so impressed with you is when we talked about this, when was it Giddens that brought up the script spelling bee, you shot out some word that they had to spell, like in half a second, there was like a 15-syllable word. Did you just have that locked in your head? Because if someone said to me, pick a complicated word, I wouldn't be able to say it. But you said something like anti-disestablishmentarianism or something. I'm very impressed that you could have something.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism, yeah. I think it's...
You just got that locked in the back of your head?
I kind
of
do, yeah. I do. I don't know why. It's.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've never been so impressed with you, Steinmetz.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the time.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God. Love you, Bobby. Last couple of calls. The theme is he's like Dibs when he comes in at 1:45. Stani for president.
Who?
You. Like, I think this is your Michelle Obama, but that's fine. And some people agree with me, too.
No, I mean...
Hell with the kids.
Let them grow up.
Stani's, you're not a
let
clinical
the kids
doctor,
grow up.
Man.
Let them grow up.
Have we ever heard any kids say, you know what, me being televised ruined me.
Let's
Evan, never.
It's like, it's taken such a turn over this first hour and a half.
Oh, man. Stay off of that roller coaster. You might throw up. No telling the ramifications.
Is that on national TV? Roller coaster
it
ride
actually
show?
It was a horrible pool. Yeah.
We're no man's land. Yeah.
We got barrels at 12.
That's true. We do.
Oh, and then we got to do what you asked me about, the bold moves for each team.
All right.
Don't forget that.
Let's push that to before barrels.
All right, I got you.
Because
we could do it after Matt.
I got enough stuff here to take.
Yeah, they're coming for you.
Who?
I'm playing.
Sometimes you see something on Twitter.
It's X, but anyway.
I mean, we could talk about Kuminga.
The audacity.
You want to talk about Kuminga?
Well, let's talk about you spying on me.
All right, please explain.
I come in this morning and you tell Evan, look, and then you press play. I have no idea what we're about to hear.
Oh.
And it's a video I recorded in my garage, Norm's garage, the dojo last night. And I do wonder for a guy that's not on social media, your resources, how you seeing stuff?
On Instagram.
I did.
You did something on Instagram.
Yeah, I did it on IG too.
And you were talking about the Giants game last night. And
it's just how I'm programmed. That's all.
Yeah. And
they won, and I just thought,
what'd you think? What were you thinking?
It made Monday's loss.
You're talking about Monday's game on Wednesday?
No, they won on Tuesday, which was yesterday. But I thought, have they blown that game Monday? Where how better you would feel as a Giant fan? And I didn't run from, that's just how my computer's programmed. But
you ever hear Bob Seger?
Bob Seger.
Musician?
Yeah.
Guru, turn the page. They lost Monday. They won last night.
I have a hard time doing that.
They're 1-1, and there's no sense in imagining where they'd be if they were 0-2 or 2-0, because they're 1-1. And they're still six games behind the Padres.
Well, they're my thoughts.
Sure, they are.
And had you won Monday, you'd be 5.
But you
didn't. The Padres lost Monday.
And had we could go back to the Chicago series that you like to dwell on from 6 weeks ago. Maybe if they won one or two more of those games, they'd be 3-GAC. And then if they would have taken a game from the Marlins when they didn't.
Oh, well, that's too far back.
And then, of course,
back.
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Got swept. And almost, the Marlins and the
almost,
Mets.
It's almost like you could look back and see 14 wins that had or 14 losses that had they won them, they'd be in first place. All they would have had to do was turn 14 of their losses into wins.
Well.
What else do you want to talk about? Negan hates that.
What?
What else do you want to talk about? He hates that.
Well, I ain't talked to him in 2 days.
He's in a meeting.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Dude,
by the way, did he answer you?
No.
About what?
Do we have our...
trying to get out of the meeting.
The meeting got moved up a day because of my schedule, Al. So I was trying to see if that was still on after.
Well, we got to get ready for football season. Well, it's around the corner. Look preseason, week one, 5:30, kickoff.
Yeah, I got an idea. Baldy.
Yeah, he's with the mornings.
Okay. We'll take Ross Tucker again.
Ross.
All right, we got 2 minutes. We can give Kuminga 2 minutes.
All right.
So I got a question. The Kings made an offer, right, from Malik
okay,
Monk.
Gotcha.
And the one thing I saw in the story, one of the stories, is that the Kings have said Kuminga can start or is going to be a starter. How? How can he start for the Kings? I'm looking at their lineup. They got Schroeder.
Okay.
Keegan Murray. Zach LaVine. DeMar DeRozan, and Sabonis. Where's he starting on that
team? Well, who's to say they're done? I know okay. It's getting late in the game, but I got to believe DeRozan or one of those guys would have to be moved, but I hear you.
But they're saying he's got a starting spot, and they haven't moved any of those guys
yet. That would lead me to believe if there are no more moves on the radar, Stani, that was kind of whoever came up with that story and report. You know, again, I'm not knocking anybody, but how accurate is that? If you just name those five... If they're still in a Kings uniform, where he would start?
I mean,
would DeRozan come off the bench?
I don't know. You think Kuminga's better than DeRozan? Maybe it's maybe it's a better fit to have DeRozan come off the bench. I just
know Sac's a mess.
I hate to say it, but I just looked at the Kings starting five on paper, and I don't know who he's going to bump.
God, I wish we could talk to him or knew somebody that knew him, Stani. Well, if he really is hell-bent on getting out of here.
Yeah, he is.
Malcolm X, any means necessary.
Yeah, he is.
We'll see. We'll see.
The Kings and the just get Grayson Allen from the Suns and we'll make the move. It's pretty simple. It's pretty, pretty simple. We have a lot of young people out there like Evan's age, about 30-ish. Can I give some, I don't know if it's dating advice. Can I give some advice to a 30-year-old looking for a relationship?
Or love?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're going to give it to me either way.
Let me tell you something. If any of you out there, man or woman, if you meet a 30-year-old out there, okay, who's not on social media, that's a keeper. That's a keeper. I'm just telling you.
For you, it is.
It should be for most people.
What if they're not on social media, but they watch the Little League Regionals?
That's a great topic for discussion. I'm just telling you that.
It's amazing you brought that up.
I just,
because I look at it totally different.
If I'm 30.
You better be careful,
if
dude.
If I'm 30 and I meet a woman and I say, oh, you're on social media? And she goes, no, I'm not on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or anything. Now I'm interested.
And that's why we would call you a sucker.
What are you talking about?
Because from my experience, the ones that don't want to be on there, got a lot of skeletons. If you get with my drift. Yeah, got a lot of skeletons.
Really?
It's complicated. Stani, I told my son that. Sums up, Stani. Now, I'm with you. That could be a good sign, but also too.
No, it is.
So why aren't you on social media.
You know why?
Because you can have a whole lot meet in one intersection and have your stuff out there. Just that's how I look at it, Evan.
Yeah, I look at it.
I think that's a fair question.
No doubt.
I look at it.
Goo Mason.
Second date.
That means the person, man or woman's got a maturity level that is attractive. It also tells me the person has their priorities in order because they don't get into superfluous stuff like that.
Or they're hiding something.
Nobody's hiding. No. Anyway, again.
Careful out there, Evan, and a 30-year-old. That's me.
I'm just saying.
An anonymous 30-year-old.
That's right.
I'm just saying. If you guys meet
Don't fall
somebody,
for everything, Stein.
You guys meet somebody at about 30-ish and they're not on social media, that's the definition of a keeper. That's all I'm saying.
You don't know who could be listening. Why are you going down this road?
What do you mean?
Oh, you know what I mean.
No, I'm just... It's a universal rule. It not only applies to individuals, but it applies to everybody. And another thing a lot of people are agreeing with me on.
Are we getting a lot of love?
Where?
Everywhere.
For what?
My take on, be careful.
Give me one.
The social media not
which,
honest.
Which one? No, I mean,
yeah, like, be careful.
But who's agreeing with you?
You don't need the exact name. It's radio. You just say it.
Do burners count?
No, they don't count.
Because I feel like you might have one, Stoney.
Nobody knows if you have a burner or not and if you can keep that under your hat.
Well, Durant could.
More power. Exactly. More power to you.
You know I am.
All right, Matt Barrows. We are going to get into the 49ers on the other side. Matt Barrows writes for The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. And he's coming up at noon. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
That's really important.